Man, good music. Betty Wright is the Grammy-winning soul singer. She died of cancer on Sunday, 66 years old, and we'll be playing her music in celebration of her life and the amazing work that she left behind, and just incredible, incredible stuff. We'll have all of this posted online, a playlist posted of what we play on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Well, good morning, everybody. How are you? I hope you are well. I hope you are happy, alive, and ready for a good conversation this morning and a lot of work that we have to do. Hey, look, I want to just say that we have a wonderful group of panelists. We have a wonderful audience that is collected together. And Alan Chartok, who joined me. I mean, look, Alan, we are very, very close to ending what we know of as this very weird fun drive.
That's right, Joe. That's right, Joe. Read out the numbers. Let's get this. So
all
that
right, we'll
on
do
board.
We'll do a little bit of. So right now. We have $914,649 in the total.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry, Joe.
Yes,
go
out
ahead,
of $1 million goal, we have $914,649.
Wow.
So now, and we can get into this in a second, but as far as the specifics, but we have this incredible group of people who have challenged us over time.
Right.
And we have over $25,000 in challenges, $25,370.
So everybody wants in on the end. Everybody wants to say, okay, I'm going to bring you over the top, and they are. That's going to be great. So these are the challenges that have come in to end what we considered to be the fun drive, which we would consider, Joe, to be going to June, but it turns out we have the best audience in the world, and we're going to do it now. So all of a sudden, a bunch of people come in and say, let's have this thing. Let's do this thing now, and let's get it done. So there you go.
Which means, Alan, that we need, to end it, we need
$59,922. Wow. Wow.
So we've given ourselves to 11 o'clock today.
That's hard. That's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard.
Now, it is going to be hard. And I know you chide me sometimes for my optimism. I will tell you that over the last several days since we started doing this a week ago on Monday, that, you know, we've been making $70,000, $80,000. So it should be in $60,000 to end the fund drive with a $25,000 group challenge that we should be able to do it. You know, I'm not going to say easy peasy, but
no.
People want it done. And then we'll give you a break and we'll get back to all our normal stuff.
That's right. Now, a couple of things that we should mention here.
Yes, sir.
First of all, you know, because people have been giving money towards feeding a family of four and doing all those wonderful things that you and Amber Sickles and our great friends in a whole bunch of places have been putting up. People haven't been taking many of the things that you can take. You know, the sweatshirts that each of us wear.
That's right.
Permanent presence is we're each wearing that. It's a hoodie with a zipper in the front, or the socks, the various socks, the Murray socks, the Allen socks, the WAMC socks, the Mount Greylock socks. They're all, I think, I'm probably saying some that we're run out of, but
I don't know. You know what we do have? We have the rainbow socks. The rainbow, of course, is the feature of the one of the reminders of what we're going through. What's the word I'm looking for? But I'll think of it.
Hell.
No, you're right. Yes, but it's a remembrance of those, and it's the rainbow, and we have WAMC rainbow socks. We also have WAMC face masks. Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah.
And
those
are on the list, too. So, and yes, we do have very few left of the food bank of Northeastern New York and Western Massachusetts. I think we have like two dozen of those, but they are on the list.
That's great.
Oh, there they are. Here are the socks. They're absolutely beautiful. They have a... Amber just sent me, handed me a picture of the socks. So they say WMC, they're blue and they have white clouds, and then they have rainbows coming out of the clouds and going into your house.
Who could be without that?
They're really cool. They're really nice. And if you are a WAMC sock collector, you will want these. They're really nice to wear now or anytime. And
you could be going on a date.
Yeah,
and put them on, and you cross your legs, and all of a sudden somebody sees them and says, "I didn't know you listened to WMC." And 2 weeks later, you were married.
That's right. Just that period of time.
Yes.
Nothing makes me happier than the fact that the rainbow has been adopted as the symbol, because you just see a lot of people that normally wouldn't have pride flags on their houses that do, and I think that's awesome. So,
yeah, right.
These are great, and we. $100.
Yes. But the main thing, Joe, and I'm sorry for interrupting, that's the problem with these phones.
Do not be sorry.
Is that we all have to remember that this is our station, and an amazing amount of money has been put forward. And so now we need $50,000+ to make us whole. Isn't that right?
That's correct. We need $59,000, we will be whole. And we'll be whole. I mean, look, these are tough times. So this is what we were already planning on making, and we're making it, and then... And we have to deal with the other consequences.
Now, how do you do it? You could go to WAMC.org. That's the preferred way, because the poor people who are there, you know, they answer the phones as fast as they can, but there aren't that many of them. 8 or 9 compared to the 19 plus all the staff for the overflow that we used to have. So if you can, we're asking you to do it at WAMC.org. If you have to, you could dial 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, and say that Joe sent you.
And then say Alan sent you.
Alan sent you. And then if you can't do any of those, we'll take your word for it. Put it in an envelope and send it to WAMC at 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. And by the way, a lot of people have been doing that. That's really great.
It really is great.
Now, somebody called me yesterday and said, "You don't thank us enough." Well, I took some great exception to that, because I say thank you all the time. I say it over and over and over again, because in the end, there's only one reason that this is going so well, and that's because of you, everybody out there. And I say thank you for what you've done, or for those who haven't done it yet, thank you for what you're going to do today, because we want to end this whole thing today, and we can. If we can't, well, then we can't. But if we can... Well, then we can.
We will. And, just a couple of things real quick before we get into the show and meet all of our panelists and really get going on this. But since social distancing has prevented us from having what we consider a traditional fun drive with Alan and Ray and Sarah and I and Selma and everybody in a room and 19 volunteers and a couple pledge runners and all the activity online and all that stuff, we're really going to miss our volunteers. Social distancing says, okay, you can't do that. We have to be safe. We have to protect you. We have to protect us. And we just don't want to do that. So we're going to do it this way. No way ever in any meeting that I was a part of, that Alan was a part of, did we ever think we were going to do it in a week.
we never thought that was going to be possible. This was the lockbox, and you know what the lockbox, it just sort of creeps up on you and it does it and it fills up. But this is something else. Wow.
Yeah.
We're all just saying thank you.
Well, and we really do thank you. It's just been amazing. And we just want to thank all of our volunteers who were not be able to be here. Hopefully in October we'll all get together and we'll have a special time. And, our pre-election blowout fun drive. But... We also want to thank, as Alan said, all the people who've given. We want to thank the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, Emily Fisher, all these wonderful people, and so many people who challenged. We have a list, and I'll read it in a little bit, but we have 25 over $25,000 in challenges for this morning.
If we can end it today.
So, and that's by 11 o'clock this morning. And, you know, I think we can do it. We have done it as far as making the money. We've come very, very close, and we, you know, we've made that money before, and I think we can make it again. And certainly when we're ending the fund drive, and we'll be getting us back to normal. If it sounds,
let's remember, everybody, that we've missed them. Just don't think that we always make them. We don't. So this is a lot. It's $59,000 in 2 hours. It's going to mean everybody has to do something. Get on a phone, put something in, and you will have been in on the end of the fund drive. And that will be end of the lockbox. And what a lockbox it has been. You know, you can go to WAMC.org, and at the bottom, you'll see the barber pole, and tells you how much exactly we've raised up until now. But we're telling you now, Joe, what people need to know is.
And I'm doing the this number has changed. People are already getting on their phones. People are already going to the website, WAMC.org. And this is all, which is all wonderful. We thank you very much for that. And
Murray is very excited. Murray is barking his head off.
Well,
he knows the end is near.
If I were Murray, I'd be excited too. So it's about $55,000 is what we need right now, Alan. $55,000. It's a lot of money, but we can do it. 1-800-323-9262. It's ending the fund drive, and we just want to say again, we know you're not in it for the stuff. We know that you're just doing it because you want to do it and you want to help your radio station. However, we have the rainbow socks, we have face masks, we have opportunities still to help. To help the homeless, to help the hungry, all those things are on a drop-down menu. Or if you talk to somebody, you'll be able to do that. Or if you just put a check into an envelope and you put it in your memo of what you would like, we will take care of that as well. Simple as that.
Right, and all of those products, like the socks and the mask, all of which are emblazoned and embalmed with WAMC. On them, and 2 weeks later, you'll be married.
That's right. You will bond over those and love. And if you can ever see another human being again without a face mask, you will fall madly in love, and there you will be.
Right.
All right. I think we've set it up, right, Alan? We've got, we're going to make one thing just so I can keep track of this, but we're about 55,000 away to ending the fund drive. We have until 11 o'clock this morning, and we're ready to go.
Which is not a lot of time.
It isn't. But
and how much is in the challenge? It's an incredible challenge.
It is. And I
an
just
amalgamated need to, challenge.
An amalgamated challenge. I like that.
The amalgamated laundry.
I love the word amalgamated. Yeah. We have it's a $25,370 challenge. $25,370. So
every dollar you give basically matches what we.
Correct.
It's a huge challenge.
Yeah. We need 50,000 and we're getting 25. Yeah. So half.
Yeah. Oh, there is
half.
That.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks for that correction.
No problem. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Let us introduce our other members of our panel, and we can get started a little bit. We're going to have to take a break, and then we'll come back. But, yeah, we want to end the fun drive. We're ending the fun drive in the lockbox. We've never done that before. We've never even thought about it. These are such weird times.
We didn't think it was possible.
But you made it possible, and we love you for it. And so we're going to end it today, and that's what we need to do. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. Let us welcome our dear friends. Judy Patrick is with us. She is the best vice president for editorial development of the New York at the New York Press Association. Good morning, Judy Patrick. How are you?
I am fine, and I just realized I may be part of history here today. Man, it's May 11th, and you're talking about ending the June fund drive?
It's yeah. Crazy. It is crazy.
We never expected it. We really didn't. We just said, okay, the lockbox is open, and then all of a sudden, woof, lockbox fills up. It's amazing.
When you think
May 12th. Don't want to get people confused. It's May 12th.
May 12th.
Still, May 12th.
I just want to say, Alan used this term yesterday. That was great because he said, you know, we kind of like went limping into it thinking that, well, this is going to take forever because we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're asking for $1 million. That's a lot of money. We know times are really tight and hard, and this is an awful time. So we're going to give ourselves a month to the lockbox, and then whatever we get there, great. And then we'll go into the fund drive, which will have to be held differently. And no, at no time did we ever think that, yes, 11, 12 days into it, we'd be done. But here we are, very close to that point. Alan, I would, well, let me to Mike Spain. Good morning, Mike. How are you? Former Times Union Associate Editor. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing great. And what an incredible affirmation from your listeners and your audience that you're getting right now. It's really remarkable to see this. It is.
And you know, you're a big part of this, Mike. And so stop that your stuff. Say our listeners.
Take some ownership, Michael. But thank you very much. And you know, you all, really the panelists, look, we do it during this show because people listen to this show and it's and they listen a lot and we love you for it. And we have such wonderful panelists like J.P. Miller of the Empire Report. Good morning, J.P. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. I'm good. And congratulations to you and the listeners for this unbelievable historic effort.
Well, we're not there yet, but thank you. we're getting there, but we're not there yet. But we're close.
And congratulations to you, JP, for joining the WAMC board. We are delighted that you're going to join us because you represent so much that we all admire. Thank you for doing
it. So now I have two of my bosses on the phone. all right. So $926,000 is what we have in the lockbox. You add the $25,000 in challenge money, Alan, and you have $951,000, which means we just need $49,000 to go. And
bottles
so,
of beer on the wall.
That's right. So we've already made $10,000 just when we've been yapping here in our introduction. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We are going to give people some time to go to their devices, go to WAMC.org, or if you need to, if you absolutely have to use a phone, do that. 1-800-323-9262, or even write us a check, 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. And when we come back, we'll give you a total. We'll get started on stories, and we'll end the fund drive. Sound like a plan?
It does, but I say one thing, and that is that when we asked for $1 million, that was for the old way, and that's what we're going to stick with. We're going to squeeze every nickel.
We have 6 seconds.
Okay.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Excellent. We'll be back right after this. WAMC.org. Well, if that doesn't get you in the mood to pick up a phone or go to the website, I don't know what will. Betty Wright, listening to this amazing music, Grammy-winning soul singer who died of cancer on Sunday, 66 years old, and we'll, again, remembering her this morning. All right. We're doing so well. We really are.
We're incredibly well.
And in the fun drive.
Amber just sent me some of the comments. Can I read a couple?
Please do.
Okay. We normally give at the end of the year, but hope this additional small donation will help you reach your goal ASAP. We listen to WMC many times a day, and thank you for all, in capital letters, you do. Stay safe, and that's Marcel and Paul of Montague, Massachusetts. That's really nice. And then I am also a proud underwriter. WMC is a vital link to our regional community in these stressful times. Some of us face communication insufficiency. Others suffer food insecurity as well. Gifts to WAMC, the food bank, help to remedy both. Keep up the good work. And that's Edith of Shutesbury, Massachusetts. Thank you, Edith. And we're all summer residents. We're New York summer residents. But listen every day while we're in Florida, thanks to the internet. We can't miss hearing Alan tell it like it is. Parenthesis, or he thinks it is. That's me. This donation is in addition to our sustaining membership, Bernard and Marilyn of Key Biscayne, Florida. And then one that will get all of us to cry because we love her so much. Thank you for keeping us sane and informed, Natalie Merchant.
Oh. Our Natalie.
Yeah. And by the way, not only our Natalie, but generous Natalie and wonderful Natalie and somebody that we just love so much. Wow.
That is amazing. And yeah, so generous and so incredible. And we thank her and we thank all of you. All right. So we need about $45,000 to end the fund drive.
That ain't going to be easy. That's what, 450 people, right?
That's
right. We can do that. Everybody on a phone now. We can make this. We can all march together and say we've done this together, because that's what it's all about. It's all about our togetherness, everybody. You know, you've always been there and you're there now. And this is a great moment for us. If we can do this historic all-time high, 59,000, and we're down to what, Joe, now?
About 44.5.
So in other words, we've already made, what, over 10,000?
Correct.
Well over 10,000.
Yeah, actually 14. Yeah, 14.
If everybody just gets on a phone now, makes us whole, it'll be great. Can't we make it? Can't we all do it together? I think we can.
I think we can, and I know we will, and we have until 11 o'clock to do it, so let's do it.
Not a lot of time.
WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. All right, so let us start. We'll introduce our panel into this conversation, and we'll go on, and we'll give you updates and make you aware of how we're doing here as we end the fund drive this morning. So Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert and a central figure in the government's response to the coronavirus, intends to warn the Senate today that Americans would experience, quote, needless suffering and death if the country opens up too quickly. Dr. Fauci, who has emerged as perhaps the nation's most respected voice during the coronavirus crisis, is one of four top government doctors scheduled to testify remotely at a high-profile hearing on Tuesday before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. It will be the first appearance before Congress since President Trump declared a national emergency in March, and a chance for him to address lawmakers and the public without President Trump by his side. He has been largely out of public view since last week when Trump abandoned his daily briefings with his coronavirus task force, and an email to the New York Times reporter Cheryl Gay Stolberg late Monday night, Dr. Fauci laid out what he intended to tell senators. The major message that I wish to convey to the Senate committee tomorrow is the danger of trying to open the country prematurely. He wrote, if we skip over the checkpoints and the guidelines to open America again, then we risk the danger of multiple outbreaks throughout the country. This will not only result in needless suffering and death, but would actually set us back on our quest to return to normal. Alan, let us begin with you, and then we'll go around the bend here with all of the other panelists. But I'm interested of you know, the this is what Dr. Fauci said, but the context of this is that the president didn't want Fauci to talk to the Senate initially.
I'm not going to hold my breath to make sure that Fauci gets on there before the Republican-dominated Senate. Let's remember that the president has forbidden Fauci to go before the United States Congress, saying they're all out to get me. We say Congress when we mean the House of Representatives,
right?
And that's what it's generally thought of as. So here he is before the Senate today, and you know what he's going to say. He's already said what he's going to say. So now it'll be interesting to see if the president tries to block him from even doing that. And remember that not only do the Republicans get to ask the questions, but so do the Democrats who are sitting there in the Senate. So they'll ask the questions and bring him out, and that is going to infuriate Trump.
Judy Patrick.
You know, I've been amazed at the efforts on the far right to dismiss Fauci, to cast aspersions on his character, and it's continuing. If you're on social media, you see it all the time, that, you know, to downplay his integrity. And as I was listening to the press briefing by the president yesterday, I was just thinking, bring back Dr. Fauci, bring back Dr. Birx. I want people in America really just want to hear, you know, the facts. We're in a real time of crisis, and the polls show that nobody has any. I mean, very few people have any faith in what the president says. We want to know the real facts of what's happening. And
but
we're
isn't
not getting that from.
Isn't that the problem, Judy? If you have Dr. Fauci out there, then you're suddenly, they get the facts, and that doesn't go with the narrative that they're trying to portray.
Exactly, and it's but it's going to come to bite them in the end, because as you see, the poll, the Trump administration, their poll numbers are falling, and governor's poll numbers are rising because people have faith in them. The doctor's going to testify before Congress. What everybody knows, if we go too fast, there's going to be a lot of needless suffering, and there's going to be a lot of needless deaths. It seems it's common sense at this point, but I am amazed out there in the world of the number of people I run into who think this is still, you know, not real. This isn't a real threat that's being overblown by the media, despite the funerals that are happening all over our country. So I'm going to be looking forward to see what he says, and I would love to have him back on those daily briefings. I found them informative, especially when I tuned out the president. Sorry, but I just had to.
Let's go to Mike Spain.
Yeah, I think Fauci will use this opportunity, if they do let him speak, Alan, to underscore that many states have already started to reopen without meeting even the White House guidelines, which are somewhat below what the Centers for Disease Control have recommended. But they're really, really you know, worried about the economic impact of millions of people being out of work, and they're ready to take kind of reckless chances to get them back to work quickly. And of course, immediately there's not going to be any detectable impact of it. But sadly, if this is the wrong decision, in a couple of weeks we'll know it, and it may be too late to put the toothpaste back in the tube, so to speak. You know, it'll be mixed messages right and left, and there'll be a lot of finger pointing. And Fauci, I think, is just trying to get ahead of this, and in a wonderful way that demonstrates his own adherence. He'll do it remotely. You know, I think the fact that it'll be a speakerphone sitting on a table with a little nameplate that says Dr. Fauci will demonstrate his own adherence, you know, and I'm sure we'll talk about it too, even though the White House itself is now requiring masks of staff. A couple of people, notably, are not wearing the masks.
Right.
So you know, at least Fauci is.
Yeah. One of the things I thought of here is, I wouldn't be surprised if the White House had told Fauci to shut up. The reason I wouldn't be surprised about that is that he saw fit to talk to the New York Times last night, and to say what he was going to say. So by stopping him from appearing or speaking, which they did in the House already, he really has basically laid it all out for everybody now.
I want to read, this is from, just as I was going to read it, of course, it goes away. Isn't that annoying? There was, all right, well, while I find that, let me remind you that we are $41,000 away from ending the fund drive. $41,866.
It's going to be so hard. We only have until 11 o'clock, and that's an hour and a half to make all of that money. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to do something, do it now. Please go to WAMC.org as your first place, because that's the way we can add up the money the fastest. If you have to call 1-800-323-9262, okay, but be prepared to be hanging on, because they can't take 10 calls at once. Again, WAMC.org or 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. I'm sorry, Joe, over to you.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. What I was going to say is, and I had it in front of me, I'll find it during the break, but the president has gone in a tweet storm to try to disavow what Fauci is going to say, at least what he wrote to the New York Times. And we'll get into some of that when we come back, and just talk a little bit about the press briefing yesterday as well. Yes, we are $41,366 away. We need you right now, 1-800-323-9262. Please do not forget there is a 25. The numbers that we give you here includes that we need, this is with, if we make the 25,000 $370 challenge that we have. We have a huge challenge. So that's the point. That's why we want to get it by 11 o'clock, because we have all that money. So when we say that's all there's left, which right now is $40,000 left, $39,824, that's all that's left. That is assuming that we make it by 11 o'clock and we get the $25,000 challenge. So,
hey, Joe, you know that we had a letter from Greg and Med in Youngsville, New York, who said the station is an amazing capital letters thing and a necessity for my family. During this tragic time we are all enduring, I have to have gratitude for my many blessings. I have already donated, but I want you to know that my wife and I care deeply about all the people who make WAMC the national treasure that it is. Particularly, I've been thinking about Joe's legs. Is he doing his physical therapy? I hope so. Drink some chicken soup. Everybody, take care. That's Greg and Med in Youngsville, New York. I love that letter.
Well, that's very nice. By the way, I got released from physical therapy on Friday. I have finished my physical therapy. I'm doing great. I am, according to the doctor, 95% repaired, and I do my exercises every single solitary day. I think I did 15 miles on the bike yesterday.
Wow.
So, you know.
How long does that take you?
I don't like under an hour.
Yeah, that's about right.
It's two episodes of Adam 12.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Adam 12 is back on.
That's
Adam
right.
12 is
I mean,
back
it's no Gunsmoke, but it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. You know who produced that is, I believe, Jack Webb.
Jack Webb of Dragnet fame. Absolutely. Yeah. And Emergency. Yes, good stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. I did find the thing I was looking for about the tweet storm this morning. We'll read that. And right now we are, we're under $39,000 to end the fund drive.
That's great.
And we have about an hour and 15 minutes to do it in. So we will be back with Alan Chartok, Mike Spain, J.P. Miller, and Judy Patrick, and of course you, panel at WAMC.org. We will return. Call your friends, wake the neighbors, the fun drive is ending. If you want in on it, if you like to be at the end of the fun drive, this is it. Right now, we need $37,695 to end the entire fun drive and to get to our $1 million goal. Imagine.
As I have said so many times, Joe, call your mother, call your brother, wake them up, tell them it's time. The fun drive is almost over.
It is.
We heard from Paul, who says, betting the doctor will be silenced. I looked at that one right away, Joe, because I thought I might be the doctor in question. No. Good morning, panel. Another great discussion. I think Alan's entirely correct that Dr. Fauci spoke to the press last night because he suspects he will be silenced today. Have a great day. And that's from Paul in North Adams. I love that letter. Thank you.
I know that people don't care, but what would the optics, meaning that the administration usually doesn't, but what would the optics of that be if you suddenly silence the guy at the 11th hour?
Do you think they care?
No, well, that's what I said, yeah.
Look at who these guys, look at who these people are. You know, this is the elements of dictatorship 101. You go on and you silence people from speaking before the United States House of Representatives. Article 1 of the Constitution of the United States, not Article 2, that's the presidency, Article 1. And that is why this is so, so dangerous right now. Oh,
so we have $37,000 to go. Here's how you can do it. $36,000 to go, actually. That new. Here's how you can do it. All you have to do is go to WAMC.org. WAMC.org. It'll say pledge now. Click on that, and you can make your pledge very easily. You can also call us if you have to. We do have very limited phones. Because of what's going on and most of our staff is working from home, we only have a few phones open. So 1-800-323-9262. Or you can just stick a check in an envelope. Do a little good deed for the Postal Service and WAMC at the same time.
We need that Postal Service.
Absolutely. Yeah. 318. Actually, throw another stamp on there just for the hell of it. 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. $36,045, and the fun drive is over. But
by the way, Joe, Joe Bryan has written an extraordinary letter. He says, fundraising panel, I love your fundraisers. Just to hear Alan say, I'm scared. That's Bryan of Stattsburg.
Well, you never disappoint, do you, Alan, on that front? You're scared.
I am scared. I mean, think about this. This is a great deal of money. If everybody does a little, we'll make it. But if some people sit back and say, no, that's for somebody else to do, then it's over. And that's why I'm scared.
$35,900, and we have basically an hour and 10 minutes to do it in. And that's a lot of money, but we're ending the fun drive. $35,000, ending the fund drive. We have $25,000 in challenge money. By the way, and then I promise we'll get to JP. By the way, all of the things that we've been talking about over the last few days, if you want to help the food pantries, if you want to help a homeless shelter, if you want to help the food banks, if you want to get the cool socks or a face mask or a hoodie or a cap or all that stuff, it's all on the website. Just go to you can pick your premium and all of that is good to go. And if you are on the phone, you can talk to the volunteer about that as well, or in this case, a staff member. So,
to which I say, go White Sox.
That's right.
Why do I say that? Because Roselle has a toy on the desk here, but a White Sox toy.
These are blue, but they have white in them. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, $35,465. Goodness gracious. We can do that. It is a lot of money to make in an hour and 5 minutes, though, Alan.
I'm scared.
Okay. Let's go to JP. JP, you're not scared to tell us what you think of all of this, are you?
No, I'm not. I think it will be great if hopefully Fauci can get up and communicate the facts, not only to the Senate, but to the American people. And I think that we are missing, you know, without the White House press conference over the last week, I don't think anybody's missing the White House press briefings, but we are missing Fauci and Birx communicating to Americans about the facts of how we reopen. And there was certainly a lot of communication to the country on how we are closing and why we are closing. But I think it's just as important, if not more important, for those doctors to communicate to Americans what are best practices, what we should be watching out for as we begin to reopen. I watched Governor Cuomo's press conference yesterday where he is now, you know, planning to reopen at least three regions of New York this coming Friday, the May 15th, and also released not only the criteria but also a comprehensive book for people to look at so that they kind of know what's happening with the reopening. And everybody, you know, that I'm talking to is saying, what's happening with the reopening? What does it mean? What does it mean for us? What does it mean for the school kids and all that? And I hope Fauci can continue to communicate to Americans as we begin to reopen.
You know, wouldn't it be stupid if they silenced Fauci now, which I think is entirely possible, especially after they told him clearly to silence him, that he couldn't speak before the House of Representatives. Now, you know, those Democratic senators who get to ask questions are going to play right into their biggest and deepest fears. So it'll be fascinating. You know, this guy doesn't care who he attacks as president, including his own people. So in the beginning, Fauci was the man of the hour. And now it's extraordinary that they want to shut him up again and he becomes the right wing, attackee. It's unbelievable.
This is an analysis by Stephen Collinson, who's a journalist for CNN. He writes, hours before his top medical advisor is expected to contradict his assurances that it's safe to reopen America, President Donald Trump is on Twitter at this hour. He's on a Twitter tear, amplifying conspiracy theories and covering up for his own racially tinged rhetoric and distract from his failures during the pandemic. He is making unfounded charges against his predecessor, Barack Obama, wading into a row over his treatment of an Asian-American journalist ahead of an appearance before a Senate committee by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease specialist, and oral arguments before the Supreme Court about Trump's ability to keep his financial information and taxes from the public. It is a big day today. In a preview of his likely testimony, Fauci told the New York Times in an email on Monday, if we skip over the checkpoints and the guidelines to open America again, then we risk the danger of multiple outbreaks throughout the country. Trump accused Democratic-led states of deliberately slowing openings of their economies to hurt him politically in an election year and is ignoring warnings of global health experts that reopening societies will spark new spikes in infections without the massive testing and tracing program that he has failed to put in place. I was struck, Mike, and maybe you have this number, but I was just struck by it, that yesterday Georgia released that since reopening, they've seen a 63% spike in cases. Of course, Georgia was one of the places where there was great concern over reopening too early.
And what did you say that number was? 63%?
63% spike.
That's unbelievable.
I think I have that number correct.
Yeah.
How many more tests do they have?
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's because the contradiction here is that the White House or the president is saying that the numbers are going down, they're getting better and better, and the data is showing the opposite. And I suppose in a few minutes, when Fauci is supposed to come on that Senate hearing, we'll hear what he has to say about it. Perhaps he'll underscore that contradiction.
Joe, we just heard from our very wonderful volunteer, J.D. Fisher, who says, I just sent my second donation and I will miss volunteering at the fund drive. But with the COVID and all, I am happy to stay at home. I know I'm not supposed to send links to the panel, but I think the attached song might go well with the usual fund drive ending songs. If you don't play it on the air, please share with your office staff, as I think all of you who have already heard it will enjoy it. And the name of the, and he gives us one line from it. In the White House, the mighty White House, the liar tweets tonight.
Oh, there you go. Sounds like a Capital Steps thing there, doesn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
$33,320 is our total. We need to take a break because we're going to have a busy hour ahead of us. We need to make $33,320. We have $25,000 in challenge money. That is it, and that's it. We're showing you all our cards. We got that's it. That's everything. So
and then it's all over once we do that.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable.
Now, what I'm is scared. Important, so to use an Allenism here, that's 333 people out of the however many thousands listen to us.
500,000.
500,000. 333 people who say, yeah, I get it. I'll help you out. There you go. That's all we need.
And to which we say thank you.
And we do. And we have an hour. Go do what you need to do. As Alan would say, let your conscience be your guide.
That was actually Jiminy Cricket.
Yes, but you quoting Jiminy Cricket will forever be singed in my memory. Let us go to that, and we will. We're going to take a break. We're going to hear from Ray, do some news, and give you an opportunity to catch us up. $33,320 to go. 1-800-323-9262 if you must on the phone, or WAMC.org. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, WAMC.org. So in the next 54 minutes, we need to make $28,000.
That's a lot.
Yes, we started needing 53 or whatever, and we are now at $28,000. Now, the important thing to note here is that we have a $25,000 collective challenge on the table, $25,370,
that we
don't get, but we're trying to end the fund drive by 11 o'clock this morning. So we
need to do it. Joe, I got some comments here. We listen every day, love everyone in the roundtable panel, but love it when Alan gets his ire up. Thanks for the music and the news and the love, Kate and Monica from Woodstock. And then another one, thank you, WMC, for accompanying us through this horrifically stormy time. From where we stand, we see one more November storm on the horizon. Please do all you can to lead us successfully through this next one. Also, Roy of Beckett, Massachusetts. And then also we heard from John of Wendell, who says, started listening back in the all-night classical music days and never stopped. WAMC just gets better and better. Keep up the good fight. And that's John from Wendell. These are all great people, and they are so exemplary of all the wonderful people who live to listen to WAMC. And one other thing, may I just add, Joe?
Please do.
I announced that JP was slated to join our board, but so is Malcolm Nance, a great figure in our area, and we are so pleased to have him.
Really
so
good.
I just thought I'd mention that.
Good all. Stuff. Congratulations to both of them. So I'm doing some math here, which is never a pretty sight. However, it is. You know, we've made a lot of money, and we continue to, and we're very happy with what you have done here. And but we have about 52 minutes to make $26,000. $26,000, which almost matches now, Alan. Now your point where we're almost at
every dollar for a dollar.
You give.
Yeah. Look, folks, I don't have to. We don't have to fool with anybody, Joe. You and I both know that. This audience knows what's right. They know what's right. I had this friend named Stephen, long gone now. His mother, Ethel, also gone. Ethel used to look at Stephen and say, "Stephen, do the right thing." And I would say, and this is way before Spike Lee. I don't know whether he was listening to the radio or what, but he said, "Do the right thing." Ethel would say to Stephen, and I would say, "How does he know the right thing?" And she would say, "He knows." Well, there you go.
Our folks know the right thing, and we're ending the fun drive. I would like to do one quick thing, if you will allow me to, and that is I keep mentioning that we have $25,000, $25,370 in challenges. Because this is so much money, I just want to thank the people. If you'll give me two seconds to thank all the people who have given us money. Thanks to Anonymous of Saratoga Springs, New York, Barbara and Gary Slutsky, Susan Boken of Saratoga, Anonymous of Little Falls, Ellen and Paul Delberger of New York, Anonymous of Poughkeepsie, Anonymous of Cincinnati, Anonymous of the Bronx, Anonymous of Fairfield, Anonymous of Scotia, Ray and Sally Thompson of St. Johnsville, Mary and Jay from Fishkill, David Marshall of Godfrey, Anonymous of Delmar, Anonymous of Delmar, yes, twice. Anonymous of Troy, Anonymous of Middletown, David and Sarah Stack of Clinton Corners, New York, the Laszlo and Laura Fund, and Anonymous of Slingerlands. You add all of that up, and it's $25,370. So
now, what do we have to do to get that, Joe?
Well, what we need to do is right now, and I'll get you an accurate total here, Alan, but it's basically $25,600. To do so, that's what is it, 256 people?
Oh boy, now look, I'm scared.
That was a good one. That was a good one. That really was. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that you,
what?
I mean, no, that was like you sounded really scared.
You don't think I'm scared?
No,
I'm scared.
I think you're scared. Yeah. All right, $25,320 is what we need. 253 people. So let's do it. We have 49 minutes to do it, and we will make it so. But what are we doing? If you're just joining us, we're ending the fun drive. We're ending the fun drive. We were supposed to start on June 1st. We began the Lockbacks Challenge on May 5th. We are a week and a day into that, and here we are. We're $25,320 away from making, from ending the fund drive. So
it's really extraordinary. It is. You know, every day you see something that really gives you hope, and in a time of turmoil and just an awful time, and then all of a sudden, you know, you see something like this, and your hope and your faith is restored in woman and mankind. See what I did there?
No, I didn't.
And you know, this is really something. You know, you never know what's going to happen, what's going to make you think twice about life. Really, you know.
So we're $25,000, and that's what we need. We have a $25,000 challenge. So, you know, pretty much your dollar is matched here. If we don't make the $25,000 by 11 o'clock, we don't get the other $25,000.
And when
we have $50,000 to go.
Yeah, yes, and when I saw Natalie Merchant doing her thing, which she always does, by the way. She always does. She's so wonderful. I said, we're going to be all right. We will.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. So the other the issue I want to bring up for our panelists this morning, another issue, is that the GOP has split over state aid that could mostly go to Democratic strongholds, with governors and mayors pressing for more federal help to deal with the effects of the pandemic. A divide among Republicans is being driven by the political bent of the states that stands to benefit. This is on Monday, the Democratic governors of five Western states, California, Colorado, Oregon, Nevada, and Washington, said that all 50 states would need $1 trillion in direct and flexible relief. President Trump has not ruled out sending additional money to states, but he has gone after Democratic governors, accusing them of mismanaging their finances, and charged that the party's members of Congress want help, bailouts, and you know, bailouts are very tough. A quote now, and they happen to be Democratic states. The Republican states are in strong shape, he said last month. I don't know. Is that luck or is that talent? On Monday, Mr. Trump again accused Democratic states of dragging their feet on reopening their economies. There just seems to be no effort on certain blue states to get back into gear, he said. Now, you'll note that also we should note that in many cases, those blue states are the ones with the highest number of COVID cases. States are suffering from a collapse in sales and other tax revenue, even as they face enormous new costs for health care, emergency medical services, jobless aid, and other safety net programs. Without more support, the Western governors warned states would have to make impossible decisions, such as whether to fund public health care programs, lay off teachers, police officers, emergency medical workers, and firefighters. J.P. Miller, this certainly has been something that Governor Cuomo has been echoing as well.
Yeah, you can. You know that the president is not scared to implement politically driven policy like the SALT deductibility with the deductibility of state and local taxes. They did that a couple years ago. I also think the president is going to use the potential for this state aid as a carrot stick game with Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo. Both of those governors have been relatively complimentary of the president's response and the White House's response over the coronavirus. And I think that Trump is going to continue to hold out that state aid for them and not give it up so long as they have the potential to either help him or hurt him in November.
Judy Patrick.
You know, something you're going to be hearing about a lot in the next few weeks is the need for every state, every village, every school district in New York State to increase their contributions to the pension fund. And these are going to be substantial costs because these pension fund contributions are based in part on the value of the money they've got set aside. And that has gone down as the market's gone down. Their revenues have plummeted, and this is going to be a real cost. And if you listen to what Mitch McConnell is saying at the Senate, he wants any aid that goes to these states specifically not to be used for pension fund obligations. It's going to be a real issue. It's going to be enormous amounts of money, and it's going to affect every village, town, county, and school district in New York State.
Mike Spain.
Yeah, no, Judy's right. It feeds a greater narrative that has been going on for a long time, where a lot of people around the country think that states like New York and California are they're to blame for their own economic woes because they have these generous public pension funds, and because of that, they see this opportunity. I mean, they see this crisis as an opportunity to put states in a position where they have to lower their pension payouts and modify their public employment benefits, and they want to do that to even the score. They see that as an evil that if their own states had to do it, that would mean they'd have to pay more taxes or something like that. I mean, it's a greater discussion that is now being filtered through this whole coronavirus emergency.
But, I mean, in the end, people need help, and it's going to under... So I'm just wondering, you do also... You have all mentioned this, but obviously, if you're going to bring the economy back, you're going to have to help people, and that is for... Because the blue states have a large part of that economic recovery, too. If you leave them out and they have a difficult time, well, that's not going to help you either, is it?
Well, I was going to say, too, that states cannot borrow. I mean, they can't run a deficit the way the federal government can. They they have to balance, quote unquote, their budget. And that would mean all the draconian things that our cities, our mayors, our school chairmen are all talking about, and that is massive cuts in public services, massive local tax increases to mitigate that, and just a total disaster that would hit the economy and just ripple across the country. Because if the blue states start to fail, the rest of the states get so much more revenue from the federal government that the blue states send to Washington. You know, we've had that discussion, and it's a recipe for just a disaster unless the federal government comes in and helps the local governments.
I interrupt this scintillating political discussion with an update. $18,980 is what we need to make.
What did you say?
$18,980.
Wow. How did that happen? That's fantastic.
I think, as Mike Bowen, our engineer, just pointed out to me, I think we're in mid-whoosh.
Right.
So, $18,980, and we're ending the fund drive. We can end the fund drive. So we have $25,000 in challenge money. With that added in, all we need right now is $18,580 to end the entire fund drive.
180 of us. Let's do it now. We can do it. Everybody goes to wamc.org, wamc.org. Or if you need to, you can get on a phone, 1-800-323-9262. But don't do that unless you absolutely have to. And if you can't go to the, we really want to encourage you to go to WAMC.org, because you'll just get frustrated on the phone. So if you can do it, do it.
Right. $17,120 now, Alan. $17,120. 171 people is what we need. Whoa. We only have about 40 minutes or so.
I'm getting my ire up.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 171 people is what it will take to end the fund drive, or whatever. That's at $100, but whatever you can do. If you can do $5, $10, $40, $80, whatever you can do, you know what you can do. You know what you can afford. We have said this from the beginning, since last week when Alan and I started this. We said, Alan said, look, whatever you can do. We understand people are having a hard time. We understand that people are having difficulty.
Oh, yeah.
We're not asking those people to give. We're asking for people who can afford it. They know what they can do, and you've come out and you've shown what you can do, and it's been amazing. So,
and you know, Joe, of all the things that get me wet.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Wet around the eyes. It's when we hear from so many people who say, yes, a lot of people can't, so I'm putting something extra in for them. Now, let me tell you something. That is enough to make you cry. It's great.
It really is, and we've seen it so often, and it's been especially, and we've seen it a lot during the efforts to help the homeless and to help the hungry and the food insecure. And we still have those opportunities that are available on the website. So please, whatever you can do. We're now at $16,400. $16,400. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We again, don't forget, we have $25,370 that is in challenge money. So,
Joe, I just want to say something, and that is that people who are doing it now are amazing. I want to make a special plea to the $5 givers, to the $25 givers, and to the $1,000 givers, because, you know, $1,000 brings you a long way in this. Now, there are some people who have that kind of money. They have $1,000, and they can devote it to something that they really want and that they really need, and that's this radio station that you've all made. So if you can do $1,000, I'm asking you, do it now, because this is the end of the fund drive as we know it in our modern times.
That's right. These weird modern times. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. We need right now $15,000.
Wow. You know,
150 people.
It's amazing how people who are challenged with, you know, terrible circumstances. We have major challenges in this country right now. And, you know, we have a beautiful little lake here, Lake Mansfield in Great Barrington, and it has a very lovely a trail around it, cement trail. And somebody was riding a horse or a couple of horses on it the other day. So...
What?
So
I know. By the way, I knew this story was coming for 2 days. I didn't think you'd wait for now to bring it up. But go ahead.
So, we in America could follow the same instructions that I want to give to these people. I don't mind that they rode their horses there. That's okay. But clean up your mess. I mean, honestly. And we're all cleaning it up here at WAMC. Don't you see the analogy?
It came full circle. I think it was a great analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't horse poop where you eat, basically, is what you're saying.
Well, bring a shovel with you. And don't they have the things that you can put under the horse that catch that stuff?
Yeah.
I don't fully get that. Anyway, I've said what I have to say on that matter.
Well, you have indeed. 1-800-323-9262. $14,000, ladies and gentlemen. $14,000.
How much time?
We have 36 minutes.
That's
we
not
have
a
36
lot.
Minutes to make $14,000. So
I'm nervous.
1-800-323-9262. Scared and with ire up. 1-800-323-9262. All right, we are going to move on and talk about some other stuff here because I need time away from doing calculations. $13,450 is what we need.
This is unbelievable. It's really coming in.
Let's get to a couple of letters. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. So here are a couple of letters. Keep up the awesome work. I just gave for a second time. I live in low-income artist housing. If I can give, others can give. Even $5 helps. Thank you, Carrie.
You bet.
Tony says, why not have all the people in the blue states just refuse to pay federal taxes? They can't come after us all. No? Well, yeah.
They can come after some of you. And be in prison.
Say, proceed at your own risk. Greg says, it's no secret the blue states are higher population than red. Of course the virus will affect more than highly rural states. Trump continues his divisive politics right through the pandemic. Disgusting. Blue states pay a much higher portion of federal revenue.
Yep.
Bernadette says, this is a COVID issue of grave importance. ICE is deporting people throughout Latin America and the Caribbean, aware of the risk of spreading the virus. The rate of infection is higher in detention centers, and ICE has now been shown to have contributed to the spread of the virus in Guatemala, Haiti, Mexico, and Colombia. According to attorneys representing clients scheduled to be deported to Haiti on Monday, ICE intends to include at least five people. Let me say that again. ICE intends to include at least five people that ICE personnel know are COVID-19 positive. Haiti, the poorest country in the hemisphere so far, has seen very few cases. They don't have the capacity to deal with such a health emergency. The U.S. is deporting death and misery. We must get the Congress to stop this immediately. So I don't know of the, not that I am questioning, but I don't know the background of that story to know the... you know, to verify it. But it is very dangerous and scary. Trevor says, meanwhile, Trump and Republicans are giving away $750 billion to the richest of the rich. Why didn't they set money aside? That is $2,285.19 for every American woman, man, child. Money to the Koch billionaires, oil magnates, ExxonMobil, and failing coal barons. Americans need to stop voting against their interest. And we go to Sean, just wondering, have heard no liberal media comment on the fact that there are no flu deaths in the country this year or pneumonia deaths this year. Maybe the stats are skewed a little. Could it be that maybe it is time to open up and get the economy going and forget the paranoia against Trump that the liberals have?
Well, it's not paranoia. I mean, you look at the figures. Look at how many people are dying. Look at when we've just heard this morning about places that have reopened and had a surge in deaths. What kind of nonsense is that? I reject that. Anyway, Joe, we had some new comments. Thanks for being there. This is another $2 per day, dollar each for me and my wife, because we depend on you guys for Roundtable, the news, morning edition, midday review daily, Dan and Julia of Niskayuna, New York. And another one, second pledge, thank you all so much, Cheryl of Slingerlands, Massachusetts. That's Slingerlands, where everybody's a David. And then finally, I'm 87 years old and have trouble with doing things on the computer. Thank you for your wonderful programs. And that's Chris of Queensbury, who mailed a check to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Doesn't get better than that.
It does not get better than that. All right. 1-800-323-9262. I just want to remind you, we have a $25,370 collective challenge we have that we don't get unless we make the money that we need to make. Right now, as of 10:28 and change this morning, we need $9,500. $9,500. Yes, sir.
Whoa.
95 people. So we just...
I didn't think we were going to make it, Joe. I did not think we were going to make it. And now we really are in the running. But we only have a half an hour to do it in.
That's right. We have 32 minutes to make $9,505, by the way. If you want to round that up, that'd be great. 1-800-323-9262. We're now at $9,300, $9,200. It's all very exciting. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So we have to go over to do a news break, and we have about 45 seconds. So let me just go over all of the ways that you can give us, get the money in.
Yes.
1-800-323-9262 if you absolutely have to use a telephone. We know that a lot of calls are coming in, so if you can do it online, that would be great, because we have limited volunteers because of the coronavirus, and most of our staff is working from home. 1-800-323-9262 if you have to. Also, you can do it online. That's the preferred method, which is WAMC.org. WAMC.org. You can do it from your phone. You can do it from your tablet. You can do it from any device. 1-800-323-9262. And you can also just put an envelope, a check in an envelope, send it on its way. 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York. We will be right back. $8,780 to go. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. We are ending the fun drive. And
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah,
hey,
go ahead.
If I may, our wonderful Dina Salzman sent me a note, and it was a copy of a note, a handwritten note, and I'm trying to get it so that I can read it, but it's not that easy. Anyway, it's from a guy named Tom. He says, here's something for WAMC's Lockbox. As I spend many days in Albany during these difficult times, it's a comfort and inspiration to hear your observations with David in the morning. Thank you for being you. And that's from Tom. And then I looked up at the top, it says Tom DiNapoli.
Oh, that's great. Tom DiNapoli.
So we have the controller of the state of New York, which he does. In every drive, he sends us some money, his own money, not the people's money.
No. Not part of the state pension fund yet.
I love that guy. I really do.
We need $3,820.
No.
Yeah. $3,800. And we have 15. You know, if we're and Alan, you and I can talk about this on the air if you want to share with let people know how the sausage is made. But maybe we can even play a song or two in celebration at the end. Would you like to do that?
Oh yes, I would. I would, Joe. I'm so glad you mentioned it.
Okay.
The possibility of doing it. Who should we play? We should play Pete, of course.
We should
right?
play Pete. When we should? I think we should play Natalie.
And we should play Natalie, the thank you song from Natalie.
Yes.
I love that song, and I love Natalie, of course. And that those would be great ones if we finish, you know, in time. Wonderful, wonderful.
1-800-323-9262. So if you're just joining us, here's what's happening.
Yeah.
We started with $1 million, needing $1 million. We are now in the whole total. We have nine $697,695.
No.
Yes.
No.
So that means, and we have $25,000 in challenge money that is included in that. That's assuming that we get that. So to go right now in the entire June, but wait, it's May. I don't understand. In the entire fund drive is, are you
what
ready for
do?
This total?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is $1,690.
No! That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So come on now. You know, let's all get in on this. You know, you wanted to end the fund drive. You'll be the one to end the fund drive. That's fabulous. And we say to everybody, thank you to everybody for everything you've done. It's amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah, we need $1,030.
Okay.
$1,030.
Okay. Wouldn't it be terrible if we got the 1,000 but not the 30?
That would suck.
That would be, you know, like riding a horse around a lake.
We would be the bucket. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. And yeah, we have $1,000 to go. That's what we need. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. All right, so let's get to one more topic, and then I assume we will celebrate then, and then we'll play some songs, and then we'll have Congressional Corner, and we'll be back to whatever normal is. Right, Alan?
Yeah, but we still have to squeeze every nickel because, you know, we hadn't counted on what was happening to us.
No, we would have had a fund drive, pandemic or not.
Yeah, and that would have just been the regular budget. But now, with some of the exigencies that have come out of this, I'm not saying, all I'm saying is if somebody has a little extra and they want to put it in an envelope and send it to us, we'd love you for it, really would, because this is going to be a very tough year. But anybody can do anything now, that would be great. And just end the fund drive, play the music, and what else can I tell you?
Off we go. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Let me ask the wonderful and talented Mike Bowen of what time I need to be out if we are going to play the songs and get them in and also get Congo. Do you know? Oh, yeah. I'll give you a minute. Don't worry. We'll be fine. We've got time. We've got nothing but time. 1-800.
Joe, we heard from R.
Okay.
Who said pledge song. Miss Kate Smith singing God Bless America. That was always the capstone when ending the drives. I don't know. You know, I think something happened with Kate. Didn't she?
Yeah, there were reasons that we didn't. Many people stopped playing Kate. There was a racist recording that came. And so, you know.
Yeah.
We had a lot of requests to not include it, and I think that was the decision made. So
that's why we decided. And then Ray called in and said, Lady of Spain, is Alan going to charm us with Lady of Spain on his squeeze box? It's not a fun drive without it. Well, no.
That's when we're not making money, right?
Yeah, that's when we play it. We play Lady of Spain over and over again until somebody gives us some money. Everybody knows that, you know. So that's the reason for that.
I don't think I just all of a sudden my screen erupted and I have a thermometer and then it burst. It squirted all over the screen, and it was a little disturbing. But I think that means
you mean the mercury?
Yeah,
mercury?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Make up your own joke there. But it's really something. So
I stopped eating raw tuna years ago because
of the mercury.
They tested my mercury, and then we heard from Martha, by the way.
Yeah.
And Martha said, "Please don't forget Ethel Merman." I love that.
Have we ever played
Ethel
Merman?
Not that I remember. No, it wasn't Ethel Merman. It was Kate
show
Smith.
Business. Yeah,
it
okay.
It was Kate Smith.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So there you go. You know, everything is everything, and then this everything is nothing.
We've made it.
We made it.
We made it. We are well over
$1 million,
and that's really great. Let me.
But keep sending your money in because it's important.
We need you. Don't forget that we need you. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. I do just real quick want to thank our wonderful and just let
challenges.
Me know, let me know, Mike, when you have a time there for me. But it's an Anonymous of Saratoga Springs, Barbara and Gary Slutsky, Susan Boken of Saratoga, Anonymous of Little Falls, Ellen and Paul Dilberger of New York, Anonymous of Poughkeepsie, Anonymous of Cincinnati, Anonymous of the Bronx, Anonymous of Fairfield, Connecticut, Anonymous of Scotia, Ray and Sally Thompson of St. Johnsville, New York, Marion J. from Fishkill, David Marshall of Godfrey, Anonymous of Delmar, Anonymous of Delmar, Anonymous of Troy, Anonymous of Middletown, David and Sarah Stack, of Clinton Corners, New York, the Laszlo and Laura Fund, and Anonymous of Slingerlands, New York. You put all of those together, and it was $25,370.
And the Benny Goodman Quartet.
Amazing stuff. Just amazing stuff. So there you go. We're over $1 million, and it's been really incredible to think that we had a fund drive before we had a fund drive. And I know people don't really understand that, but for us, you have the on-air fund drive, which should have started June 1st, and then we always have the lockbox, which was an Allen creation to try to limit the money that we had to make during the fund drive and take off time of the fund drive so we could get you back to your regular programming earlier. We started that a week ago yesterday, and here we are, completed. Done. Amazing.
And in order to understand that, we've always done the lockbox for a couple of weeks before the fund drive, for several weeks before the fund drive. You know, when it comes in slowly, we were not prepared for the wonderment of what has happened here. It's just phenomenal. And we are so in love with everybody who's given and helped out here. And some of the stories have been amazing. You know, very little money. I have no money. But here's some extra for somebody who has no money. It's just been an incredible time.
All right.
Joe, you're going to do some stuff now, right?
Yeah, we're going to play some music. We're going to celebrate. And I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank, of course, Mike and Judy and JP. Thank you for being a part of this. And we'll be back to normal next time. You'll say a lot more than you're saying now. But we thank you very, very much for being with us. It's a great honor to have you with us. Alan, thank you, of course. And
thank you, partner.
Really amazing. Just incredible. Incredible. And thanks to everybody who made this possible. We're going to celebrate with a little music. We'll be back to our show, and we'll do all that right after this.